We're here with Neil McLean, Chief Executive of Social Enterprise Academy. Neil, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good, good. I'm going to ask you a bit about yourself, actually. Tell us, well, what are you about?
What am I about? I think the thing that gives me the biggest bang is seeing people learn and grow. That's what gets me out of bed in the morning.
Okay, how is... I know you've been involved in social enterprise for a long time. What kind of got you interested in that?
I worked in the private sector for about 15 years running an IT company.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually was when I quit smoking. I decided that the whole existing NHS services didn't serve my needs, and I wondered if it was possible to combine a business approach with quitting smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my business partners and I said, I think the future's in smoking cessation. And they said, yours might be, ours isn't it? So they basically bought me out, and I embarked on an MBA to see if it was possible to combine a smoking cessation service with a business approach. And the answer is, isn't it?
Yeah. What was the name of your...
It was called Quit and Save. So the idea was we were going to help people quit smoking and they could save their money and their life.
Pretty much, yeah.
So we ran it for about 4 years and it wasn't financially viable. So it became very much dependent on grants and I had to eat, basically. So I ended up taking this job as a proper job. But it was still in a social enterprise.
Do you think social enterprise is the way forward for businesses at the minute?
I think it's a cracking option, particularly for public services. So I think it's crazy that we're paying, you know, private sector companies for water, for fuel, for these are things that everybody needs. So I think we should be looking at how big business and small businesses are providing services across Scotland. And it's a fair way of doing business.
What can the Social Enterprise Academy offer to people that want to start up in business? I know I've been on some things recently that has really helped, like leadership courses and stuff like that, but what options are there?
Well, when the Social Enterprise Academy was set up, it was looking primarily at what's missing out there for individuals who want to start their business. And there's a lot of stuff out there in terms of management training and management courses, but there's very little about entrepreneurship, so enterprise, very little about leadership, and very little about social impact measurement. So we decided to focus on those three things: leadership, social impact measurement, and enterprise. And we know that people will need other skills as they go on their journey, but if they can focus on these three things as part of that journey, we think they'll be more successful. And the leadership stuff also is about people understanding more about themselves. So it isn't about understanding what leaders do, it's about how can I become a better leader in this job and apply leadership principles to decisions I'm making right now. And a bit like yourselves with this fantastic radio company, how am I going to make this viable in the future? It's not about, you know, Hitler or Alex Ferguson, it's about you and your leadership growth.
What else is that, you know, social enterprise, there's a lot of things happening at the minute. Is there any funding available to, say, if people want to start up a social enterprise, is there any kind of...
Yeah, there's a cracking organisation that exists on a Scottish-wide basis called Firstport, who will provide business support and some funding and advice to new start social entrepreneurs like yourselves. They also will put you in touch with other parts of the social enterprise sector. There are social enterprise networks around. The Scottish Government are very supportive of this, so there's funding specifically aimed at new start social entrepreneurs. There's another fund called the Growth Fund, which has just been opened up, which is a £4 million fund that the Wise Group are managing, which is aimed at organisations who are a bit more established but are looking to grow. So there's grants available between £25,000 and £200,000 for that group. And at the highest level, there's a thing called the Scottish Investment Fund for larger social enterprises who want to invest in capital equipment or buildings and stuff. And that's for coming up to £1 million available to people there. So the Scottish Government and John Swinney in particular has been extremely supportive of social enterprise as a movement, as a type, a way of doing business, and they want to see more and more of Scotland's services become provided by social enterprise.